Lawyers for former Langley MLA, cabinet minister, and mayoral candidate Rich Coleman have denied any wrongdoing in a defamation case launched by Township Mayor Eric Woodward. At issue are an online article and a string of videos that surfaced starting in the summer of 2024 and continued into early 2025. The videos claim that a political insider got a very special deal at the expense of Langley taxpayers. They were referencing the purchase of several fire trucks by the township in 2024. Woodward, Councillor Tim Bailey, and Count Rob Rindt launched the lawsuit on May 1 against a group of John Does, as the people behind a website called the Langley Monitor, and the Langley Township Watch Facebook group. An article about the fire truck purchase was posted on the Langley Monitor in 2024, and the videos first appeared on the Facebook group in 2024 and 2025. Late this summer, the lawsuit was updated to identify a number of defendants. In addition to Coleman, the lawsuit named Count Kim Richter and her husband Bob Richter, Langley businessman Thomas Martini and his firm Lorval Developments, Lower Mainland political operative Micah Haynes, Jean-Francois Louis Hardy, Kalim Kassam, and a numbered BC company owned by Coleman. In a response to the civil claim, filed on October 6 in BC Supreme Court, lawyers for Coleman and his company denied most of the claims made by Woodward, Rindt, and Bailey. Coleman denied having anything to do with the Langley Monitor site at any point, said he has never been the administrator of the Langley Township Watch Facebook group, and that any associations between Coleman and the Langley Township Watch group had been severed around December 24, 2024, before the videos were published. They were published, without the defendant's input, influence, or control, Coleman's response says. Previous financial contributions to Langley Township Watch did not constitute participation in the videos, the response said. It also argued that there was no defamation, because the videos raised justifiable concerns. Later, the claim says that the comments in question are justified and substantially true, and that they were made in good faith and constitute fair comment. The response also says the lawsuit was brought because Woodward allegedly harbors resentment towards Coleman, following Coleman's mayoral run in 2022, and that Woodward allegedly brought this action, at least in part, to besmirch Coleman's reputation in the run-up to the next election cycle. None of the claims made in the original statement of claim filed by Woodward, Rindt, and Bailey, or in Coleman's response, has been tested in a court of law. Coleman's response also invokes the Protection of Public Participation Act, PPPA, and says the lawsuit is a classic example of litigation against public participation, and is brought for an improper purpose. Lawsuits intended to stifle criticism are often known as Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation, SLAPP, and the PPPA is intended to prevent those suits from going forward. People targeted for speaking out on a matter of public interest can apply for a case to be dismissed. Coleman is so far the only one of the defendants who has filed a response with the court.